Now it's time for the speaker, and I'm really looking forward to this. I'd like to introduce Bonnie from Auburn.
Thanks, Rich. I'm Bonnie, and I'm an alcoholic. Hi, everybody. I was having some stage fright today. It's been quite a while since I've spoken. And I was talking to Hop before the meeting, especially when I found out he was going to be taping. I'm not used to being on this side of his microphone. And he suggested I tell you, well, if this is going to be a good talk, it's not my doing. And that helped. Then I walked back there, and this gal here, Terry, started talking to me about what's going on with her and hoping that she was going to hear a woman talk tonight. And that brought me right back to what I'm doing here. You know, it made me feel at home. So I'm okay now. Brought some friends with me. One of the things that's really come to mind for me recently is that when I say I'm an alcoholic, I'm really saying, thank God I know it. There's a gal that I've been sponsoring for the last year that went out the last couple of weeks and is now drinking and using again. And one of the things, well, the main thing I heard from her before she did this, and we were talking about it, you know, she went through the motions of making the phone call and talking to people about what she was wanting to do. And the biggest thing I heard from her was that she wasn't thankful anymore for what she'd been given. She was tired of the work that goes with this program. She was tired of the effort. She kept talking about the effort that she had to put in on these steps. And she just was in a place where she couldn't any longer feel how beautiful the gift is that we get here, you know, the freedom that we get here, the thing of getting up and not having to take that drink and not have to think about it all day. And it came to me when all this was going on that if I can just be grateful, if I can just be thankful, if I can say thank you to my higher power each day for what he's given me, and if I can just be aware of what I am and the disease that I have, that I have some pretty good insurance, that I'm not going to have that kind of attitude where I'm tired of the effort. To talk a little bit about what I was like, not what it was like, but what I was like. First, I'd like to tell you that about something that happened to me recently. I've been taking an aerobics class at the gym down in Auburn. And there's an instructor there that has been leading us in the exercises. And I'm a clumsy person, and I'm not a limber person, and I'm not coordinated. I'm left-handed, and when people do things this way, I want to do things this way. And so this gal was teaching the class, and it's to music.